AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. There was a new round of talks between Russia and Ukraine. No agreement to end the fighting. At the UN, Ukraine's Sergei Kislytsa says it has been more of the same.
Cities and villages destroyed to the ground. Mass graves. Terror against civilians in the occupied territories.
Kislytsa says this has got to stop.
Russian troops continue to commit war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine, erasing any difference with their Nazi predecessors 80 years ago.
Russian forces pounded away at Kyiv and other cities. The White House is considering a visit to Europe by President Biden. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
No decision's been made, but officials say the administration's weighing the possibility of having the president meet with European leaders face-to-face. One official says the White House is considering a stop at NATO's Brussels headquarters. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's heading there this week to speak with fellow alliance defense ministers, which follows an extraordinary meeting of NATO nation foreign ministers earlier this month. Vice President Harris was in Poland and Romania last week, partly to reassure them and other Eastern flank nations about U.S. commitments to their protection. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ned Price at the State Department says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met in Rome with Chinese officials about Ukraine.
We are watching very closely the extent to which the PRC, or any other country for that matter, provides any form of support, whether that's material support, whether that's economic support, whether that's financial support, to Russia.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to the U.S. Congress Wednesday. The Census Bureau says between 2010 and 2020, Fort Worth, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, Jacksonville, Florida, and Charlotte, North Carolina were the cities with the largest gains in African-American population. This is AP News. Police say the father of a three-year-old boy near Chicago who accidentally shot and killed his mother will likely face gun charges.
Dalton Police Chief Robert Collins says while they're confident that the boy fired the weapon, the gun was the father's responsibility. Collins says the boy was sitting in the back in a car seat when he somehow found the gun and began playing with it. Police add his parents did not know he had the weapon before it fired, striking his 22-year-old mother in the neck. Investigators have already determined that the father legally owned the weapon, but did not have a concealed carry permit he would have needed to have it in the car. That shooting happened Saturday night in a suburb just south of Chicago. I'm Shelley Adler.
Britain's top court refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to the U.S. to face spying charges. The court said it refused because the case didn't raise an arguable point of law. This is AP News. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.